We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
I'm glad you're on board. Thanks so much, as always, for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. The Bill Michaels Show continues on. And just arguing about the overtime rule. Oh, my God. Just excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse why to change the rule. And I just, you know, we did this when Peyton Manning didn't get a shot about 5, 6, 7 years ago. He didn't get a shot in overtime. Field goal keeps the best quarterback on the sideline, so we all went crazy, and the rule had to be changed. And I wasn't in favor of the change wholly, but I understood it because kickers have become better and better and better. And so I thought, you know what? Okay, I can live with this. But this rule, you know, I don't understand it. It's one thing if you kick a field goal, certainly give the other team an opportunity. But this team ran the ball down your throat, and your defense didn't stop them. So why then do you deserve, because you have a porous defense, why then do you deserve to do it again? Because they couldn't stop them on three straight, because somebody said, well, they've been on the field the whole game. Well, that's because they couldn't get off the field. I don't know what's so hard about that. And I got some. Nick had tweeted, said the Patriots had every chance to win the game in regulation as well, and only one team had a chance to win in overtime. Your argument contradicts itself. No, both teams were on the field in overtime. It's just your quarterback, the guy you wanted to see, wasn't on the field. Don't tell me the teams didn't have a chance to win in overtime. They both did. That's 3 third-and-10s, come on, and you want to make an excuse? That's pathetic. It really is. Three times you had them in 3rd-and-10, and you couldn't get a stop. You couldn't. They did Edelman twice. Slants right down the middle of the field. You knew it was coming. You saw him going in motion from right to left. It was there. Couldn't stop him. Then the last time you saw it coming, so you thought, well, okay, I'll scheme against it, and they just outsmarted you. They threw a quick out to Gronk, who then scampered for 15 yards. No, come on. You can't keep making excuses for a team that fails. The officiating, you know what? I'll give you that. There was a couple of calls that just, they didn't stand tried and true, and they were bad. And the NFL now is in the spotlight again for all the negative reasons. But, no, I can't get on board with giving a team an opportunity just because their defense fails, just because they can't stop the other team. Shouldn't the other team be rewarded? You know, shouldn't the team that had the ball that actually just ran it right? It wasn't like they had one trick play or they ran something and the ball was tipped in the air and it was fumbled and it was kicked around and then it ended up in the end zone, some scatagoric like type of play. They ran it right down your throat and you couldn't stop them. 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. Hey, by the way, and I know this is not going to be comfort to many of you because you are not Patriots fans, but the Bill Michaels Show is headed to Atlanta, Georgia. Going to be down there starting on Saturday. We arrive, we set up on Radio Row on Sunday, and we're going to be there all next week with some terrific, terrific coverage. We've already got great guests lined up for you. By the way, Jermichael Finley is going to be joining us down there, so you're going to get a full boat of Jermichael. We've got some Pro Bowlers. We've got some Hall of Famers. Got a lot of good guests coming up. As a matter of fact, we got the boxer Evander Holyfield is going to be stopping by as well. So a lot of great guests, all brought to you by some really good sponsors that have been with us a long time. Our friends at Stenny's, second to National and Walker's Point. Stenny's is Milwaukee's best sports bar by far. Award-winning Bloody Marys, shuttles to all of the games, home of the Bill Michaels garlic cheese bread. And they go to the back Packers, Brewers, Badgers, Bucks, Admirals, Marquette, UWM games. They got it all going on. That is Stenny's at 2nd and National. And the Milwaukee Admirals, MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. Don't forget, coming up on Friday night, February 8th, it's the Rockers, Styx. They're going to be doing a post-game show, a concert that night. Again, Styx coming to town on Friday night, February 8th. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. That's MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. For all the information. And then our friends at Brumar Productions, they had a huge weekend with Eagle Mania, and they had a big one over at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee. Coming up Thursday, the Valentine's weekend, Thursday night, February 14th, they're going to be in Grays Lake, Illinois. Thursday night, Grays Lake, Illinois. That's going to be, by the way, at the Fuel Room. Go to fuelroom.com. Friday night, February 15th, they're going to be in Sheboygan at the Wiles Center. Go to wilescenter.com. And then Saturday night, February 16th, they are in Wausau at the Grand Theater. Go to grandtheater.org. That's grandtheater.org. All brought to you by our friends at Brumar Productions. And that is going to be a hell of a weekend. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Jim listening to us in Menominee Falls. Jim, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Doing well. What's up?
First time calling. Well, I had a thought while you guys were discussing the overtime rules, et cetera, et cetera. I thought of something totally unique that's never been, I've never heard it mentioned. How about at the end of regulation, when the game ends in a tie, no longer will the offense or the defense ever step on the field, and it goes directly to special teams, whereby there's a coin flip. The one who wins the coin toss has to kick first, but they get to kick which direction. Both teams kick to the same goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
And the first team that misses their kick loses.
I get exactly what you're saying, because in the grand scheme, appreciate the phone call, in the grand scheme of things, when you talk about the NFL wanting to save bodies and not put players in danger after so many quarters of play and injuries becoming the more prevalent thing here, look, that in a perfect world, that's it. But in the also perfect world, most guys that play, and this is no slight to a guy like Mason Crosby, but most guys don't consider the kickers those hardcore in the trenches football players, because they're not. They want to play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. And, you know, granted, I would believe that a lot of defensive people in Kansas City right now are saying, man, I wish Patrick Mahomes would have had an opportunity to take his team downfield and maybe tie that thing up. But on the other hand, I think most guys to a man are looking into the mirror going, we didn't stop them. It's not like they ran a trick play on us and just fooled us for something we'd never seen before. We just didn't stop him. It was an inside slant a couple of times to Julian Edelman. They threw to Gronk, their biggest receiver, the guy that we know the ball is going to. We couldn't bring him down. We couldn't tackle him. He scampers for 15 yards, knocking people over. You know, that's not an unfair proposition. It just, they just beat us. They manned us. There's nothing we can do about it. 855-830-8648. Let's go to John listening to us in Pewaukee. John, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Doing well. What's up?
I got a good solution to it. So it's kind of what the other caller said, but basically similar to a soccer shootout. You put one offense on the one-yard line with the opposing defense, and you basically give them one shot to get in. They can run or pass, and it gets you 1 point. And then you flip it to the other side of the field. The opposing offense, opposing defense is doing the same thing. So best of five, basically, you just go 5 points, and you know, whoever has the points at the end wins it, basically. That way you give each offense, each defense, a chance to go mano-a-mano against each other, and if you can stop them, you can stop them. If you can't, you know, you lose the game.
Well, that's kind of like the college rules, the way they do it. I mean, college, well, they put it at the 25 or something like that of the opponent, and then they try to either stick it in the end zone or kick a field goal. It's kind of the same way. And I guess, you know, I appreciate the phone call. I guess that'll be where the NFL – if the NFL changes things – that'll be the direction they go, where they'll make it the college overtime rules. But there's been so much of an argument that it does demean defenses, even though it, and hey, the legitimate argument here, more so than anything that people have brought up, and I agree with that, is the league has become so incredibly skewed towards the offense that maybe the defenses are at an unfair advantage. But in this particular game, they weren't. I mean, they in overtime, they just gave it up. So I understand if you change it, that would be the direction you would go. But it does demean some of the regular, the regulation play because, you know, again, and then just let them score. You know, if you just think that your defense isn't going to stop them anyway, just let them score. And then just go put your offense on the field and hope. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say. Appreciate the phone call. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Matt and Steven at Cast of Thousands all on hold. If you want to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or @Radio Joe Sports. Facebook fan page, you can find us there as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Peace up. A-Town.
Michael's show. We continue on. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED, and 2019 is here. And if you had trouble in 2018, come on. Make 2019, you know, hey, the year of you, so to speak. You turn your love life around. My friends over at Neumel Medical have a 98% success rate in treating guys with ED. Where else are you going to get those kind of odds? I mean, come on. That's without all the harsh side effects that come with the pharmaceutical treatments. And if you'd like to be sharper, more focused, have some better energy in 2019, more stamina, Neumel can help you deal with that with low T. I'd had that, and go in and get checked and just make sure your numbers are where they're supposed to be. You'll feel a lot better. You sleep better at night. You feel more rested and refreshed during the day. Don't forget about also the all-in-one weight loss program, and that is fantastic. Down over 55 pounds, and it's a new year, man. You make it a new you. It's fantastic. Just give them a call, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That's Neumel Medical Center. Again, 414-455-4451. So, talking about the AFC and the NFC Championship games, and the two big things that seem to be recurring is the officiating sucks. By the way, the NFL today came out and said that they are announcing games overseas, but they are not. They didn't discuss at all the poor officiating yesterday. They really didn't come out and say much about it. Not that I expected them to make a big statement on it.
Well, Sean Payton had called right after the game,
right,
and they told Payton
they
on
screwed
that
up.
They screwed up.
Yeah. They didn't address anything beyond that. Everybody was waiting for some kind of a statement today. They didn't put anything out specifically.
But you know what, Bill? I want to make my piece. I'm more pissed off about that situation than I am with the whole overtime rules and stuff. And I understand that argument from what people say about it. But when it comes to that particular play yesterday, the Saints should be going to the Super Bowl. The Saints were robbed of that call. And when it's that controversial, that needs to be reviewed. They need to start reviewing this kind of stuff. At least throw the challenge flag.
They'll never review penalties. That's the problem.
But you know what? We've come to the point now where officiating cannot cost the outcome.
Well, that's what head coaches will tell you. Don't get it to the point where you're relying on an official's call or a bad call to change the to dictate the game.
But when it's that clear,
I agree.
When it's that clear, stuff like that needs to be reviewed.
I agree. I wish there was a way that they could figure it out to buzz them down, but they're going to say, look at the obvious hold. Look at the obvious grab downfield by a defensive back or something.
Well, that's fine. You know, you don't have to review every single little play, but that's what the challenge flag is
for. But that's what they're going to do, is they're going to say, well, where do we draw the line? Where do you distinguish between an obvious penalty versus a penalty that is obvious to us by the television angle, but it wasn't specifically seen by, say, the official? The official that didn't throw the flag, the back judge, how in the world do you just not throw that? That is beyond me. I wish he would just speak. I wish you were able to interview these guys after the fact and just say, Why in the world did you not throw the flag?
Well, don't they? Isn't that like a pool thing?
Well, they do. They have one guy that talks.
Right.
But they don't.
Didn't
talk
they have
to,
that?
They didn't. But they don't talk to each individual official. I don't understand why that flag. Because all they got to do is give you a brief explanation. Say, from my point of view, this. But that was just, you choked on the whistle. You swallowed it.
But I think
you shouldn't have.
That's what the challenge flag is for.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a situation where you still have the opportunity to challenge a play, you still have one of your challenges left, you should have the right to challenge that particular play. That way, it alleviates the fact that every single situation needs to be reviewed, and now it turns into a four-hour game. But at situations like that, there's no excuse for. The Saints should be going to the Super Bowl. They should be playing New England. That's what we should be talking about. The Rams, in my opinion, do not deserve to be there. New Orleans.
Well, but I go
it
back
was New
to
Orleans.
No, I agree with that portion of it, but go back to the beginning of this game when the Saints got a couple of turnovers and they didn't do anything with it. You know, instead of sitting there looking at a team that, you know, should have been up, you know, they had the ball inside the 20-yard line of the Rams and they couldn't punch it in.
Early in the game, right?
Early in the game twice. Back-to-back times, twice after the interception. And they intercepted the ball at the Rams 16 and settled for a field goal. So the Rams did their job. I mean, instead of being a 10 to nothing ball game or a 14-0 ball game, it was a 6-0 ball game. The Rams did their job. And so as much as I want to say that play cost the Saints late in the ball game, yes. But the Saints had opportunities throughout this ballgame, and they blew it. That's why you look at yourself and you say, if I'm Sean Payton, you go, yeah, that call really hurt us late in the ballgame when we clawed our way back into this thing. But had we converted that interception into 7 instead of 3, it's a moot point. We're going to the Super Bowl.
That's fine. But I don't, it should not come down to poor officiating to decide a game. And this goes all the way back to the Packer-Viking game in Week 2. Same situation with Clay Matthews. That game, Packers should have won. I don't care what you say. They should have won, and the officials, they screwed up then too.
Mm-hmm.
It should not come down to that. And when the NFL admits it right after the fact, after Peyton calls into the question, that's a bad look.
Yep.
That's a bad look. I have more issues with that today than I do this whole overtime thing.
By the way, the international games came out today. The games that are going to be played in London and this year, yes, they're going back to Mexico. So the first game in London is going to be the Rams are going to be hosting Cincinnati. The second game in London is going to be the Buccaneers, go figure, are going to be hosting the Carolina Panthers. Then you're going to have the game in Mexico, if they can ever get their field turf situation straightened out, where you're going to have the Chargers hosting Kansas City. That'll be a good game. And the Chicago Bears are going to be traveling back to London. They're going to be on the road taking on the Raiders. And then you've got the Texans on the road against the Jaguars. Go figure. So some teams with some bad home field advantage. The Chargers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and obviously the Raiders, and the Jaguars, all hosting teams internationally. The only one that does have a pretty good following, specifically after this year, is the Rams going over to London. And Cincinnati, who cares if they go there? But then you're sending the Bears there. And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but no team that has played internationally has ever gone to the Super Bowl. I could be wrong on this, but I think I read that at some point this season when I was reading about the international games and the effect it's had on the NFL. But if that's the case, then you would be talking about the Chargers, the Rams, the Bears, the Chiefs, those teams that have been pretty powerful, whether it's the AFC or the NFC. 855-830-8648. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Steven on the road driving around out there today. Steven, how are you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Doing well.
So I think a lot of people have issue with the fact that the Patriots won a coin toss and got the right, essentially, to have that first possession.
Mm-hmm.
There's no merit there. So what about just for the playoffs, you give that first possession to the team that earned home field advantage? Take chance out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. The Patriots rammed it down their throats.
Mm-hmm.
She said every opportunity to stop them and could not. But in the regard of you know, a coin flip. Just take it out of the game just for the playoffs. I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Appreciate it. Part of me likes that because that means you've earned something additionally for getting the better record in the NFL. I got to think about that. That intrigues me. It gives you more pause for purpose at the end of the regular season when coaches decide whether or not to sit players to have the better record, unless, of course, you've got certain things locked up and there's no more advancement for you, but that, hey, should that game go to overtime, you're also playing for the ability to get the ball first in overtime. I like the incentive portion of it. I do. That intrigues me. That's not a bad idea. That intrigues me. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Matt listening to us in La Crosse. Matt, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Good.
What's up?
I got a question on the Packers.
Yeah.
They're the only team that has not played overseas yet. What do you think about
that? I think it's great. And I don't think the Packers want to play overseas. I think it's great. I think that the Packers appreciate the phone call. I mean, I know people in London would love to see the Green Bay Packers come there. But here's the reason the Packers don't go overseas. The reason the Packers don't go overseas is, one, they have sellouts every game. So you don't want to take a home game away. I mean, you look at the teams that right now are hosting. Even the Rams, coming off of a Super Bowl season, the Rams don't sell out the Coliseum. Tampa Bay does not sell out their stadium. The Chargers play in basically an inflatable of, 20 to 30,000. It's a small soccer stadium because their new stadium's not complete yet. The Raiders don't even have a home. And Jacksonville's fan base sucks. So all of those teams are hosting international games, almost guaranteeing themselves a sellout, so they're getting more gate. Packers don't need to do that. And even the bad teams that get the Green Bay Packers on the docket at home, Packers fans travel so well, it's a sellout anyway. So they don't want to give that up because it's a guaranteed sellout in many of those stadiums because the Packers fans travel so well. That's the reason the Packers haven't gone overseas.
I'm really surprised the Packer-Charger game did not go to Mexico City because I could guarantee you, had that game been there, that would have been a sellout in a much bigger stadium.
I could see that being more viable, where they would be the road team against the Chargers in Mexico.
Right. They would not be the home team. That's not happening.
That I could see. They won't be the home team ever, no.
The Chargers are playing the Chiefs down there. That's been confirmed for next season. But I think if you want to maximize your dollar, I think Packers and Chargers would sell out in Mexico City.
Well,
I think
too.
There's a lot of people who live in Mexico who are Packer fans. I saw it in L.A.
Owners.
I saw it in Dallas.
Owners have stated they don't want to take that Packers game off of their docket and send it overseas because they get more money from Packers fans traveling. That's how heavily the Packers fans travel.
Right, but internationally, too, there's a lot of Packers fans.
Right.
There's a lot.
No, I agree.
There's a lot of Mexicans who like the Packers.
No, I agree with that. But my point being is you would rather have your own stadium filled up with your parking, your commission, or your concessions, all the things around your stadium making money than sending it overseas and just getting the portional cut.
Right, but what I'm saying is you go to L.A. where they're playing in a soccer stadium that seats 20,000 fans.
That's my point. I agree that they would have made a lot of money had they taken that game to Mexico.
Yep.
I agree with that. That was the one that I thought might get – that would have been the Packers' way out of this, you know. But the Chargers, I guess they didn't want to give that one up. Or they just took that divisional game. They just said, hey, you know, we're going to get a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fans down there as well, Kansas City coming off of a big run themselves. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I was kind of surprised that the Packers weren't playing in Mexico City. I don't know when the Packers will actually make it over to London. At some point they will. But there's been owners that have said, we don't want that game sent overseas because we make so much money here in our home base.
Right. If it's Packers at Buccaneers, you know they're going to keep it in Tampa because everyone's going to fly down to Florida.
Right. Everybody will fly there.
I mean, you got Packers 49ers coming up in 2019. Do you really think they're going to switch it from Levi's Stadium to London? No way. There's going to be a lot of Packer fans there. I'm going to try and go and cover that game next year.
Nope. That's Packers great fans travel so well. You're right. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Going to take a quick break. Hey, before we do, I want to remind you, winter has hit, in case you didn't know. You're probably buried in the deep freeze right now, as a matter of fact. And our friends over at Van Horn Automotive, they can take care of your vehicle in case you've got something going on. Maybe the battery. Maybe it didn't start. Maybe it's kind of sounding a little bit funny, making some grinding noise now. You're not quite sure why. Maybe you use your four-wheel drive for the first time. Now it says service your four-wheel drive. Whatever the problem, a domestic or import, it doesn't matter. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. They're all throughout the state of Wisconsin. Find one in your location, that is, or a location near you. VanHornAuto.com. They've got service specials. They've got coupons. Hell, they even have tires. Whatever it is you need, they take every vehicle, every make, every model, domestic import. That's VanHornAuto.com, where every employee is actually an owner. They treat you right. Tell them I sent you. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
It was simple. They blew the call. Should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. We spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and first thing Al said when I got on the phone, we messed it up. But I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference call that, you know, here it is, the NFC Championship game, so tough one to swallow. I just don't know if we were playing pickup football in the backyard. It was as obvious a call. How we can, two guys can look at that and come up and arrive with their decision. It happened though, so you can't dwell on it. You know, we'll probably never get over it.
And I'll tell you this, Packers fans can empathize. They know exactly how you feel. 2014 still sticks thick in the back of the throat every time you talk about it. Those are the words of Sean Payton. Bill Michaels Show continues on. And that, you know what? That was one of the things. He brought up a very good point. That was one of the things that I thought of immediately. Not even the pass interference portion of it, but the helmet to helmet. I mean, he went at above the shoulders on that hit. And I just wonder in my heart of hearts, if the official saw that more than the actual pass interference and decided to keep the whistle silent, saying, I don't want this game to end on a helmet-to-helmet. I'm going to hold my whistle on that. And didn't even think about the pass interference play. Because I thought the exact same thing. I thought, okay, even if you say the ball itself was uncatchable, I understand, but that was helmet-to-helmet. I mean, he crushed him up top and jumped to do it. This was not like he was trying to, like, wrap him up around the waist and then the receiver comes down low and ends up being helmet to helmet. I mean, this was up around the shoulders. You're trying to dislodge the ball at that point or just take him out altogether.
Well, I mean, for crying out loud, look at Roby Coleman's body language. That's right after the
right
fact. He was waiting for the flag to be thrown.
He knew he was. See, that was, to me, more egregious than anything.
He got away with another one, too, earlier in the game where, it looked like a hold or pass interference or something. He got to the receiver well before the ball was in reach, and he got away with that and led to an incomplete pass. He got away with a couple of them. Again, I think it's ridiculous that it should come down to that.
I do too.
I feel really bad for Saints fans because I'd be seething today, especially after the league tells Peyton right after the fact, yeah, we screwed it up.
Oh, God, yeah.
You should be in the Super Bowl. It should be Breeze versus Brady. I'm really frustrated about that today.
I get it.
That annoys me. And I know it should not come down to that.
And it takes all the steam out of the engine of there were other opportunities in that game that they failed on because now, and one of the officials, I don't know who it was, a retired official, I have to go back and find it, but said that, 150 to 160 calls are made per game. And today, instead of waking up talking about the games themselves, we're focusing on two calls, a coin flip and a pass interference call that wasn't. And he's right. This is the league's worst nightmare when it comes down to something like this. Because now all you're worried about is officiating. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Jacob says, so if the home team gives up a home run in the top of the 10th, the game should be over, right? According to your definition of overtime? No. It's apples to oranges. You're not having a quarterback go against one defensive back. You're not. You're having the entire team, 11 on 11, go against one another, where each man has a job. It's not just pitcher and hitter. That's ridiculous. You know, no. And that you are allowed to play a full quarter of football. You can, if you can stop the team from scoring. I don't know why this is so difficult. I don't know why people... Look, you are paying millions of dollars. If this was the Chicago Bears, okay, let's just take, for example, it was the Bears. The Bears were against Kansas City or whoever. I mean, obviously, they're two different divisions or conferences, I should say. But, okay, let's just say it was the Bears. And the Bears' best player, by far, is who? Joe, if you're going to say the best player on the Chicago Bears is, who would you say?
I'd say Khalil Mack.
There you go. So, but because Mitch Trubisky didn't get a chance to get the ball in his hand, you'd be pissed off because the Patriots or whomever took the ball, jammed it right down their throats. They couldn't stop him. Khalil Mack wasn't the guy. You know, they ended up double-teaming him, and he couldn't make big plays. But because he couldn't make plays, you got to give the ball to Mitch Trubisky when your defense is your best entity. You know, would you change the rules for that? No, of course not, because you had the best players on the field. And people just want to change it because, well, Patrick Mahomes didn't get a shot. This was the Peyton Manning rule years ago. You know, it just doesn't make sense. I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying it's dumb. I'm just saying it's devaluing the defense. It's devaluing the guys that you're paying to play to stop other teams. You know, it's ridiculous. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Craig listening to us in West Dallas. Craig, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, big unit?
Good, pal. What's up?
Good. I'm thinking, you know, this is outside the box about them calls yesterday. How much of this gambling thing, you know, that's going to be legalized down the road?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it already is some places. I mean, this stuff is so, like I said, that blatant hit to the head. I mean, that is a no-brainer.
Right.
That's what they're trying to prevent. That's their quota big emphasis this year. Well, what happened? I mean...
No, that to me was probably more egregious than not calling the pass interference. I mean, that was the first thing I said. Sherry was sitting next to me on the couch, and I looked at her and I said, I can't believe that's not helmet to helmet. You know, screw the whether or not he could or couldn't catch the football. It was helmet to helmet. I mean, that was as clear as day. Because I thought, oh, here comes, because I even said out loud, I think, I said, here comes the penalty. And I'm like, no penalty? Are you kidding me? You know, yep, and then they kept going over and over the pass interference, and the whole time, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, that was helmet to helmet. I mean, you missed not one, but two. It was that bad.
And then the call against Brady, that was roughing the passer. He didn't even come close to the head.
Mm-hmm.
He came over the shoulder pad and came right down in front of his face. Didn't even touch the face mask at all.
Right. No, I get it.
I mean, like I said, it's getting to the point where I'm a diehard football fan. And it's like, I don't even know what to expect anymore. And when you do expect something, like you said, it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be, you know?
Yep. No, I get it. Appreciate the phone call. By the way, there are four pictures going through Twitter right now that are, because the Saints, I guess, were, you know, and Saints fans have a right to be upset. I understand that, okay? Saints fans are going to be mad about a lot of different things. But... Brandon Cooks, the wide receiver for the Rams, there's a picture of him having his face. He's basically running and having his whole head turned around because his face mask is being ripped, and there was a no call there. There was a play in which Drew Brees, they were on the 3-yard line of the Rams. Drew Brees was still in shotgun, and the play clock was at zero before the ball was snapped. There's another one with a Saints player stepping on the head of the wide receiver after the play that the refs never called. I mean, and there's another one where you've got, and I can't tell what the linebacker's name is because I only see part of his jersey, but he's ripping the face mask of Jared Goff as Goff is running with the football. All of those were non-calls. So if you want to get into throwing a flag or throwing a challenge flag on every call that's a non-call, at which one do you pick is the most egregious? Because they're all still photos right here. Would I then have somebody in the booth going, wait a minute, they had no time on the clock when the ball was snapped? The clock had already struck zero. Well, let's get down to the millisecond.
Yeah, but that's my point. You have two challenges. If you're out of challenges, well, too bad, so sad. You're out of it.
Yeah.
But if you have a challenge flag to use in a pivotal moment in the game, especially late in the game.
So what you're saying is that include that within the challenges.
Yes.
But that you can actually call whether or not it was a and you would have to, and here's right. the other thing. If you're going to do that, you have to be specific.
Right.
You cannot say, I think that this is a penalty, and then say, okay, it's on, say, Cooks right here getting his face mask turned around, but then on the other side of the field, there's a guy with a hold that all of a sudden they discover and say, okay, well, we're going to call that instead. You cannot do that.
Right, okay, I can see the loophole there. So in that situation, you have to tell the referee what you are challenging.
The specific thing.
Because if you don't do that, well then, again, too bad, so sad. But in a situation like that, where it's that blatant and you're seeing that much commotion, come on, let's get it right, people.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yep. 855-830-8648. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. It's where they believe in better. Loving some Cousin Subs in studio today. The pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, bag of chips alongside. Radio Joe's got one next to him. We're grubbing down. You should too. That's where they believe in better. Cousin Subs, fantastic food. Fantastic price, and it is the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Are you ready for Atlanta down to the ATL? We're going to be there. Bill Michaels Show is heading south. We will be there for all the fun, frivolity, and all the pageantry that is Super Bowl 53. We're going to be down there. Compliments of our friends at Pizza Del Rey, our friends JR and his staff in Eau Claire. Try the pizza buffet. Unlimited trips to the salad bar. Veterans, you know they treat you right there. Some of the best and friendliest staff you're ever going to meet. Great people over there, North Hastings Way. That's Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And our friends at Pizza Del Rey. Also, Buddy Dwayne, Dwayne's Cover It All, Wisconsin's best canvas and upholstery, boat covers, awnings, office furniture, whatever it is you need, he can do it, repair it, fix it, make it look like brand new. Follow them on Facebook and get a good look at what Dwayne does. But go to Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E-S, DwaynesCoverItAll.com. That's DwaynesCoverItAll.com. And also our great friends at Auto Paint and Supply. Check them out at GoAutoPaint.com. They're in Middleton, Walworth, Racine, and Waukesha counties. Whether it's an automotive or a fleet or industrial or marine paints, whether you got supplies or bodywork or restoration or upkeep products, sanders, sprayers, they have it all. They are the best in the business by far. Hands down, go to GoAutoPaint.com. That is GoAutoPaint.com. That is Auto Paint and Supply. Back to the phone calls, 855-830-8648. If a line becomes available. Yesterday's takeaways from the AFC and the NFC championship games. Let's see here. Let's go to Joe listening to us on Madison in the zone out there in Madison. Joe, how you doing today, buddy? What's up?
Good. Hey, I'm sure this has been brought up before, but I was just wondering what the argument is against it. But why couldn't you make the overtime rule time-related, where if you go down and score in 4 minutes and 10 seconds after winning the coin flip, the other team's got 4 minutes and 10 seconds to score back?
Never heard that one before. That's actually, I appreciate the phone call. That's actually a new one. Couple of good ideas. I can't think of a reason why not to do it, although you're then doing exactly what I would say is, if your team's defense was unable to hold them, isn't that for the guys that you are paying millions of dollars to be able to go out there and play defense, isn't that then demeaning their role if you're just saying, well, it's just an offensive game?
What's the whole point of having a clock in overtime under these rules?
Right.
Well,
the only reason you're running it is because the game can end in a tie.
But not in the playoffs.
That's
the issue.
You know,
under these rules, they're in the playoffs. There's no reason to
because the quarter can end the same way a half would end, and then they go to the next quarter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what's the point?
Exactly.
Why can't I just, to me, that's the, having a whole clock and stuff. I guess you could use, you could still have three timeouts if you need to regroup or you need to ice the kicker or you need to look at something. I can understand why you'd want to stop play in that regard, but the actual clock under these overtime rules, is it's meaningless in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. By the way, at least two eye doctors right now offering free eye exams to NFL officials after the controversial non-call in the Saints-Rams game. Saints coach Sean Payton telling the NFL that the and the officials basically telling him that they did botch the call. After the game in Louisiana, Louisiana Family Eye Care posted on their Facebook page that they're willing to provide free eye exams to all NFL officials. We would quote, "We would hate for somebody else to feel our pain." Creative. And they got their name now nationwide. Creative. As an eye care specialist saying, hey, check this out. We would hate for anyone else to feel our pain. I get it. Hey, I would be remiss if we didn't get a chance to mention some of the other things that went on this past weekend. Obviously, the Badgers. Big win over Michigan. Big win over Michigan. Going to talk about the Bucks and the Magic. They got a big one. Bucks are playing this afternoon against Dallas, by the way. Got all that coming up. Stay tuned. We got a lot yet to go. But the biggest takeaway from the NFC and the AFC championship games are, you fill in the blank, Phil, Eric, Carl, Aaron, cast of thousands, all on hold. Hang in there. This has been the hottest topic of discussion pretty much since the end of the game last night when the Patriots solidified Super Bowl 53 as the opponent of the LA Rams. Stay tuned. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
To Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.